Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
Hello and welcome to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. And every week, Dyson, when we record this intro, we talk about what an amazing show it's been and the incredible messages we've had and the thrills on the pitch, the spills off it.
Yes.
You don't get much more thrillage and spillage than you're about to...
That's what we deliver. Thrills and spills.
Thrills.
In equal measure.
I'll have a measure of thrills. Oh, go on, I'll have a measure of spills as well, please.
Yeah, yeah. We talk about that tweet from Nottingham Forest's official Twitter, and we talk about what else was going to sleep, your bedtime routine.
Bedtime routines, sliding into DMs, and so much more.
Oh, yes, of course. It could be amazing sliding into DMs. Also, I get called a pathetic little man by an angry listener.
You do. Not the first time you've been called that, but the first time that someone's texted in this week and called you that. But yes, it's an action-packed podcast. Enjoy.
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Have Liverpool... I mean, I think we know the answer to this.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely bottled it.
Yes, I have. Yeah.
It has to be the most spectacular collapse. And I'm sorry to any Liverpool fans listening, but watching Jurgen Klopp deal with failure...
You love it, don't you?
..is very amusing.
Salah was like a shadow of his former self in the Merseyside derby, wasn't he?
He reminds me of... When Klopp is giving those post-match interviews after defeats, he reminds me almost of a defeated election candidate with a like, well, it wasn't meant to be our night.
Yeah.
Trying to... Are they with a better team? And, well done them. Yeah. Congratulations, you won. Almost like...
So he's
almost
so
like they
angry.
Should be embarrassed.
He's angry.
Oh, well done, you won. Well done.
Yeah.
When
he first came, I felt he was quite fun and, you know, a bit of a laugh, and by the end, he was just angry.
The Mourinho.
Hated the world.
Mourinho disorder.
Yeah, it's gone the full Mourinho curve. Yeah.
They're absolutely fine when they're winning.
Yeah.
They cannot handle failure.
They hate it, yeah.
And, sorry, Liverpool, Hunt. It is very funny. Although, a three-way... sorry, I should have paused after that.
What? Go on.
A three-way title race.
Would have been more exciting, yeah.
Yeah, and is more exciting. So if Liverpool can win, maybe they're still in it. Mm. But I don't know. Would you rather have a three-way or a two-way? Let us know at 8, 12, 15, what is more. but there's a whole day of red-hot action ahead. And here to preview it is Matt Dyson.
Yes, and after Clipperty Klopp's, Liverpool pulled up short, making it a two-horse race for the Premier League title this week while he trots off out to stud. It looks like they're going Dutch with the new man at Anfield, putting some nuggets into the slot machine on a slot from Feyenoord. But will the bandit pay out? We won't find out until next season. Another Dutchman who's not exactly loving life in the UK is taking charge of his Man United team today in one of the four 3 o'clock kickoffs. Grumpy Walter White lookalike Erik ten Hag banned three media outlets from asking questions at his news conference yesterday, breaking into a bad mood after people said his side weren't that good against Coventry in the FA Cup semi-final last weekend when they blew a three-goal lead and scraped through on penalties. He refused to take questions from the Sun, the Mirror and the Manchester Evening News like a petulant little schoolboy. Also feels quite Trumpy, doesn't it, banning fake news MSM from his little press conference. Ten Hag called the reaction to the game embarrassing and a disgrace. Just imagine how they'll react if his side don't get a win today at home to relegation-threatened Burnley. He's going to go full Tuco Salamanca with his treatment. Elsewhere at three, Sheffield United will be relegated if they lose at Newcastle, while fellow bottom three side Luton Town are away at Wolves, with probably every official in the VAR hub at Stockley Park wearing full Hatters kits, and former TVAM presenter Nick Owen probably being drafted in as the ref. And it's mid-table safety all round as Fulham play Palace. Alex Iwobi could make his 250th Premier League appearance, becoming the fourth Nigerian player to do so, following in the footsteps of legends like Shola Amiobi, Kanu and Yakubu, true super eagles. And after Leicester City confirmed promotion back to the Premier League last night when QPR hammered Leeds, the business end is starting to get squeaky in the Championship, despite 80s reggae royalty UB40 trying to rouse the club with the post-game gig a few weeks back. Birmingham could go down today if they get a win away, if they don't win away at the Turgid Terriers Huddersfield, who are also in the relegation zone. In a week where Sean Dyche has said everyone should see Green Day live at some point in their lives, no matter what music they're into, we combine rock and roll with football, having a kickabout on the Boulevard of Broken Dreams. Wake me up when the season ends.
Oh! Oh, absolutely sensational. And even producer Liam, Birmingham City supporting producer Liam. Birmingham, who were high-flying at the start of the season. Then yes. Wayne Rooney happened.
Yeah, yeah.
Producer Liam. Liam, today, Birmingham City could be relegated.
Yes, mathematically. It's you know, I don't think we will today. I think we will next week.
Really? Wow. Is that it?
I think
so. Oh, man. And you're leaving us at the end of the season.
Yeah.
So what a way to go on a double relegation.
Oh, yeah, it'll be awful.
I'm a bag of nerves today.
Oh, man.
I'm all over the place.
A bag of something else. But,
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Sometimes to promote the show on social media, we'd take a little photo. Oh. And there's a thing called a boomerang.
Yeah, we haven't done one for a while, have we?
The photos move. And I'm wearing a retro forest shirt today.
It's an animated GIF, they used to call them. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I think people who don't understand social media will understand even less.
Yeah,
thanks to that.
Talking about what? GIFs. Yeah.
But I'm wearing a forest shirt from 1992, 93.
Classic.
Pinstripe.
From Brian Clough's final season.
That's right.
Yeah, I remember Gary Bannister wearing that shirt.
A season that ended in relegation
really
from the Premier League.
Bad times, but a nice shirt.
Big baggy Shipston's one. So we put a photo on social media that producer Liam has put up, and I'm kissing the badge and you're doing a Morgan Gibbs White fingers in the air style celebration. Sadly, and this is over social media now, you can see my colostomy bag poking out the bottom, which isn't the most dignified.
Though,
is it?
I think that's becoming more and more acceptable these days.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think. And you're at the forefront of that, so you should be showing off. You're like, what's your problem?
Because
it's there.
It just
deal with it.
I know, but it'd be like, I don't know, it'd be like you mooning. Like, and obviously I've still got a bum, but I don't use it.
Let's do that for next week's boomerang. Bummerang.
I mean, it's taken some doing, but I think that is the worst thing on Forest Twitter this week.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
It's all over in League One. The League One season has finished.
So who's up and who's down?
Well, Pompey are champions. They've got a win on the last day, winning 2-0 at Lincoln. Paddy Lane is in my ears and in my heart. And he scored a late winner deep into injury time. Relegated were Cheltenham in the end. The last day drama saw Cheltenham go down. Burton Albion stay up despite losing 3-0 at Fleetwood Town, who were also going down. So it's almost like it was just the four worst teams. None of them seem to be trying to stay up. But Burton survive. Pompey champions. I think that's pretty much it. Oh, playoffs is like Bolton, Peterborough, Oxford and Barnsley, but that's pretty much it in League One.
Feels like there's one...
Champions, Pompey, Cheltenham go down.
That's nothing else to
there's
mention.
Nothing else to say.
Now, we alluded to it earlier, but Nottingham Forest have had a bit of a week. Our team, after the Everton game that we lost, I mean, how many penalties should we have had?
There were three clear ones. And we've had a bad season of VARs, haven't we? I think if you looked at a compilation of all the decisions that have gone against us, it was massive. And it's the difference between staying up and going down, potentially. So we were all angry. All the fans were angry. Like, fans get angry. But maybe the clubs shouldn't get as angry as the fans.
Yeah, so Forrest then tweeted. they took to Twitter.
Iconic. Straight after the game.
What was it? What was it exactly they said?
No cooling down period.
Can you get it up and read it out?
Yeah.
For people who aren't on Twitter.
On the official Nottingham Forest social media account. Three extremely poor decisions. Three penalties not given, which we simply cannot accept. We warned the PGMOL and the VAR that the VAR is a Luton fan before the game, but they didn't change him. And apparently they've since denied that. Our patience has been tested multiple times. NFFC will now consider its options, full stop.
We'll show you.
What options have we got? Well, not much, really.
You can't relegate us, we quit. Like, what are we going to do?
I don't know.
We won't play next week.
We'll join a breakaway league. Yeah, we'll start up on our own. I don't know what we're going to do. I don't know what the options are, but it was like our owner had just taken control of the social media feed and was really angry. And the way he does things in Greece is very different to the way we do things, I think, maybe.
What was it that Carragher said? That's like a guy in a pub.
Yeah.
It's like the bloke in the pub.
Carragher like, never
although I've never heard anyone in a pub go, I will consider my options.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, strangely formal language.
You, me, outside now. Because I'm telling you now, I'm going to consider my options. Forrest have had a bad week on social media. But someone in this room had a bad night on social media, didn't they?
Yes.
Liam, oh, yeah. I know you told us this off air, but
this
I think this is
in confidence. This was.
Is this ethical to do this to someone?
I think it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine.
What did you do when you came in last night?
I went for a lovely curry last night with some friends. Yeah. Had a few drinks. Mm-hmm. Got into bed. Went on Instagram.
Oh God. And oh God.
Whereas a lot of my friends might be messaging like a girl that time of night.
Whose DMs did you slide into?
I slid into the DMs of a man named Jay, and Jay Stansfield is the centre forward for Birmingham City.
Okay.
And
what did you say?
It's very sad.
Let us know what time.
It's quite pathetic.
What time was it?
Do we know what time this was?
Half past 12.
Oh,
no, just night.
You woke him up pre-match. I hope he hasn't got his alerts on.
And I just
did a set of fireworks outside his hotel. Yeah.
I just said, please win, Jay.
Please win, Jay. He's not going to try as hard as he can anyway.
Well, I reckon he's going to score a hat trick now.
You could be the man that keeps throwing him up.
I'll go viral for this because I'm the catalyst for...
You asked. Well, I wasn't going to play that well, but then some lad sent me a DM in the middle of the night asking me to play well, so we stayed up. Great.
But do you know what I think makes it worse? It's punctuated perfectly, even though I'm quite drunk. Yeah. So it's please win, comma, J.
Capital J. Wow.
But it's just, it's tragic.
Please win, J.
It is tragic, but
the levels of pathos.
It's an insight into my mind at the moment. It's just...
You sliding into his DMs is one thing. I imagine that he's sat there with notifications on. It's at 12:30. And his wife's like, you better not be messaging other girls. So the message of this guy, no, you haven't. Pass it here. What does it say? No. Please win, Jay. Is that code for summer?
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
We just found out he's 19.
Yeah, but I didn't want to say that because that sounds a bit weird, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's inappropriate, mate. You shouldn't.
I think the whole thing is inappropriate, isn't it?
Hassling teenagers on social media.
In the middle of the night.
I don't care how I come across on this show. if Jay Stansfield scores a winner today, I'll do it every week.
Well, yeah.
That's a fair point.
Birmingham fans will be thanking you.
But he is on loan, so I'm not going to do the season when he's back at Fulham. Right,
yeah. I bet he can't wait to get back. He's like, man, this club, the kids are DMing me. Like, I've got these radio producers sliding into the DMs at the crack of dawn. I can't live like this. We've had someone actually, a very rare.
Someone's incredibly annoyed with me.
I'm going to read this out because it relates to you. It says, Matt Dyson disrespecting comments about Eric Ten Hag banning journalists from press conferences.
I stand by them.
Okay. Yeah. It says, then Matt Dyson moaning about his own club, Nottingham Forest, getting bad decisions during the season, then laughing about them, tweeting complaints about bad decisions on social media. Pathetic little club. And you pathetic little man, Dyson.
Pathetic little man. Wow. Well, it may be pathetic, but it's still funny, isn't it? You know.
That's from a Jay Stansfield in Westminster.
You're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
And an earthquake of a goal in the Premier League.
Very, very surprising. Sheffield United 1-0 up at Newcastle. No one saw this coming. Rock bottom of the Premier League table, facing relegation if they lose today, but they've started fighting. Maybe someone DM'd one of the players late last night or something. I'm not sure.
Which blushing radio producer has been DMing teens at Sheffield United? There are currently 4:30 o'clock kickoffs in the Premier League. Fulham, Crystal Palace, Manchester United, Burnley, Newcastle, Sheffield United and Wolves against Luton. All, of course, absolutely critical in the relegation fight. And for those of you who care about the plight of Nottingham Forest, because we need Burnley, Sheffield United and Luton to lose. Sheffield United currently not doing us any favours. Birmingham City, producer Liam's... beloved club, could be relegated today. You might have seen their ex-manager, Wayne Rooney, on television in the week.
Yeah, that's when it all started to go wrong, wasn't it, this season, when he was hired,
It was Matt, they were like, what, sixth or seventh?
Where were you in the league
when Rooney came along?
We were sixth,
unbelievable.
But that was very early on. Everyone's sort of saying, oh, you shouldn't have sacked John Eustace. I'm of the opinion we should. We just shouldn't have hired Wayne Rooney as the replacement.
Right, yeah. Okay.
But that is where it went wrong,
So he took over and you were sixth, and when he was fired, where were you?
17th,
I think. Oh, my word.
And now we're 23rd.
That's really
20
bad.
Seconds. For now.
Oh, my word. Yeah. Fingers crossed for Liam. Pray for Liam.
Come on, Jay.
Come on, Jay.
Come on, Jay. Do it.
If he scores, this place is going to erupt. How many goals has he got this year? Is he likely to score?
14, yeah. So,
okay. Yeah, so he's good.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah. I wasn't going to, like, you know, DM a centre-half and say it. It's like, you know, okay. I'm not an idiot.
You're trying to have maximum impact. Yeah. So let's see what happens. But Wayne Rooney was on telly in the week talking about his nighttime routine. And it's a bit odd.
It's very odd, yeah. He has a hairdryer on. When he sleeps on his own, he has a hairdryer on all night. Just because he loves the sound, obviously, presumably. Like the white noise.
But he has it on cold.
Yeah, he has it on cold.
Pointing at his head.
And it's blowing into his hair. I mean, with someone who's thinning on top, I don't think it's a good idea to be blowing cold air at the top of your head all night.
Blowing the barley.
And he had a transplant and it still went again, didn't it? He's a medical miracle. That
head is like the desert. Nothing can grow. Only cactuses. He needs a, what do they call them? A succulent or something like that.
Right, is that what they call them? Yeah.
Something that thrives on neglect on the top of his head. But I think the reason why he's doing that is he obviously gets hot at night.
Oh, yes, so it's not noise-related. I presumed it was like just white noise.
Well,
so
I used to be a bit heavier. My weight fluctuates.
So he doesn't have intrusive thoughts at night. Because when he's lying to sleep, he probably thinks, oh, what did I do to Birmingham City? Look at the state
of
them.
Oh, God, what did I do? I was sick when I took over. So well.
I was going to go to law school. Instead, I went there.
God, the reason I had the hairdryer and two fans on is to, because at night I feel guilty about it. I want to pick up my phone and DM Jay Stansfield, but I have everything blowing at me to blow my hands away to keep me from doing it, because what sort of weirdo would do that? Dyson, do you have a nighttime routine?
Yeah, it's quite simple, my nighttime routine.
Okay.
Glass of water, brush it.
Okay, how big a glass?
As big as is available.
Pint?
All our pint glasses are gone at the moment. My last one smashed, yeah.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, sad. But I need to get a new one, really. But yeah, just a normal size tumbler.
Nick one for the low cost.
A normal tumbler
of
water. And then I'll brush my teeth. But the difference is when I brush my teeth at night is I do not rinse. I leave the froth in. To work its magic overnight.
That's bad. No, it's going to go into your belly.
It's good.
Are you kidding?
A dentist said, don't rinse at night. Don't rinse at all, in fact, because you leave the goodness of the toothpaste in there and it works its way into your teeth a bit more.
But isn't it bad to ingest toothpaste, which you're inevitably going to do?
No, I don't think it is. I think it's fine, isn't it?
But you spit it out. You're not going to bed locking your mouth on.
I'm frothing at the mouth. So I'll wipe my mouth, but I'll leave the rest of the froth in. So I'm doing them.
Like you got rabies.
Mime. Yeah, so I do go to bed with a frothy mouth, but I don't swallow much of it, I don't think.
I have a new nighttime routine. I go to bed. I don't really like to wear pyjamas. Maybe a T-shirt from time to time and boxers
as well. Yeah, just boxers for me, yeah.
I don't understand men who go to bed in full pyjamas.
No, it's too hot.
Someone has a suit to bed.
Yes, yeah,
you just think just gets
unnecessary clothing, yeah.
But my wife has a big tub of like cream.
Yeah.
And you'll never guess what we do with it.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Oh, yeah, I should have explained. My wife then rubs it into my surgical wound on my back.
That's very nice.
It helps it heal.
If you do
E45 cream, swirl it round the line of the scar.
Yes, wow.
And it will, yeah.
How is it healing up? Is it coming along?
I'll show you in a bit and you can let us know. It's actually, have a look now. What do you think?
It was a big operation you had. It's going to take a while, isn't it? Oh, yeah, I can see your bum again. Yeah, there it is. Oh, yes, there. Oh, it's healing nicely. Is that on the studio cameras?
Yes.
Is that on the studio cameras there? We can see it. It's like it's a big old scar, isn't it? It's like all the way from one hip to the other, pretty much, isn't it?
Yeah, hip to hip.
Like hip to hip.
It's like a big shark bite across my lower back.
Yeah.
So it's good to know that that's working.
It's still
doing
amazing.
That every night.
You can't forget that you had such amazing life-saving surgery. Luton Town are losing at Wolves 1-0. Huang has scored the goal. So Luton 1-0 down and in desperate need of points, just at the top of the relegation zone, just behind Nottingham Forest. Newcastle, Sheffield United still 1-1. Man United, Burnley 0-0, as is Fulham Palace. But in the Championship, big news for producer Liam. Could this be the day they survive? Jay Stansfield has not scored, but someone has. for Birmingham City. They are 1-0 up. Unbelievable stuff. 1-0 up at Huddersfield, who are also down in the relegation zone. Koji Miyoshi with the goal. I presume it. No, there's no, not even an assist for Stansfield. It was
he was involved in the build-up. He started it all.
Yeah. The assist apparently was from producer Liam.
You can claim it. You can claim it. Liam DM'd a young Birmingham striker in the middle of the night.
That's a young
when he came 12. Drunk. And what was that? What did you say to him again? Just to reiterate,
please win, Jay.
Please win. Yeah,
the kisses on the end made it a bit creepy. But do you think he's used that? Do you think he's gone in going, right, boys, we're going to win today?
Look at this.
Oh, mate, do this to the side. He's like, now we're down here through our own fault and Roney. But now all the fans have gone and the air dryers. I got DM'd last night by the producer of Rock and Roll Football. And he's telling me, what did it say? He said, Jay, please win.
Look at that.
They're all there going, what a loser. Yeah.
It's up on the big screen in the dressing room. They must have done
it. Printed it out. Yeah.
Sorry, did you hear that?
Oh, was that
Keir? Keir Starmer. Apologise. Sorry, it was... it was my Starmer making... just joining in with the discussion.
Joining in with the banter, yeah.
What do you do if you can't get sleep at night? Wayne Rooney uses a hairdryer.
Yes.
Soporific effect of the whir to get him to sleep. So when you're struggling to sleep, I just realised I do something that I started doing in hospital.
Oh, yeah.
The problem is everything sounds like an innuendo, doesn't it?
Right, yeah.
Something I discovered in hospital when I was alone in my room. My sister-in-law bought me, I mean, without getting too emotional about it, for a period of time when I was in hospital with my operation, I really struggled with very severe nerve pain where I couldn't sleep for weeks on end and it was driving me mad. And one of the things... They couldn't give me any more medication. I was at the limit of how much...
Wow,
and that
really?
It was heartbreaking. But they said, I'll try and control it with mindfulness. You know, but I found that if I was less stressed, because it was connected to my nervous system, because it was nerve pain, the pain would just reduce a little bit. Or it would give me a breather. It would just bring it down from 10 to 9, which was a big step. And one of the things would be, and we'd put on ambient music. My wife would put on ambient music and just like have some mood lighting. And my sister-in-law bought me, you know, those projectors that children have in their bedroom. So it's like an uplight onto the ceiling.
My son Ted's got one of
and it's the moon and the stars. But it's almost like a blue lagoon.
Yeah, it's relaxing,
ambient
isn't it?
Feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, now I still use that.
Do you? Oh, nice.
So before I go to bed at night, we lie there under the moon and the stars.
Beautiful.
And is that sad?
No, it's great.
I mean, it's
it is relaxing. I know what you mean. It gives you a nice warm glow, doesn't
it? Nice warm glow just to get off to sleep.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And drift away.
Drift away. Mouth gob full of froth.
Yeah.
And wake up with screaming acid indigestion because you've been swallowing toothpaste all night. Big goal in the championship.
Oh, no. A goal for Huddersfield. Reece Healy. We really need Jay Stansfield to respond to that late night DM now. It's 1-1. Both teams in the drop zone of the championship.
Poor Amazing. Producer Liam. Bouncing around the studio, shadow boxing earlier when one nil up and now head in hands.
Singing UB40 hits at the top of his voice.
Dear.
Him. Oh,
poor
dear.
Liam. Thomas in Glasgow says, I can't believe Wayne Rooney said that about the hairdryer. Yeah. I was glad because I thought I was the only one that did it.
Amazing.
So someone else does it.
Someone else lies in bed with a hairdryer on cold, blowing at their head. Like, just get a fan. Surely a fan's better than a hairdryer anyway, isn't it?
You live in Glasgow, just open the window.
Yeah.
Got cold, fresh air blowing in.
Someone else does that. It's such a bizarre way to go to sleep.
But also, these days, electricity bills, mate.
Yeah.
It's going to cost 100 quid every night. Oh, there's another goal in the Premier League.
Yes! Totti has scored for Wolves. 2-0 up against Luton. Luton Town, who have a banner, their fans in the away end, saying Stuart Atwell is one of our own. Of course, he's a big Luton fan,
helping. That is not helping them. He must be gutted about that, Stuart Atwell.
Well, it must be, yeah.
You don't think they'll make any fuss of it at the weekend, will you? Nah. Now, the Luton fans will be fine. It's the Forest fans you want to watch.
Yeah, God.
We've got big news, by the way, coming in from Thomas in Glasgow.
Massive news, if true.
Now, we just presumed that, like Rooney, he had the hairdryer
on cold.
But what's he said?
Just all it says on his text is, I have it on hot. What?
What is the matter
what
with
you? What is going on? This guy, it's amazing. Thomas, we tried to call him back. He's a bus driver in Glasgow, so he can't speak to us. But every time the bus stops, we get a new text from him when he pulls into the bus stop. And that is massive news. I mean, again, I still say use a heater instead of a hairdryer. It's probably going to use less electricity, I'd imagine.
Actually, he lives in Glasgow. It's a cold part of the world.
Yeah.
Instead of putting the central heating on full blast, just having a hairdryer on at night.
Maybe it's better.
Now it's probably not safe.
Yeah, it sounds very...
That is the downside.
It sounds like a fire hazard. Yeah, certainly.
On the plus side, it's a very quick local way to get heat to the parts of the body you need it to.
Yes, probably saves money overall, yeah.
On the downside, it may cause a house fire.
Yes.
So it's just up to you to choose where along that...
We're not recommending it. We're not endorsing it.
But also, it just... A hot water bottle will do the
trick. Lying there all night with the hot hairdryer blasting at your head.
Sweating cobs, waking up with a really hot face. Like, and then getting on the bus, be like, Eddie, Tom, you've been on holiday, pal. Only getting Glasgow with your suntan.
The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
Okay, let's see who's out there this afternoon. Today's question...
There are some big...
We're
going to have to deal with this.
We have to deal with them, don't we? Manchester United are 1-0 up against Burnley. Huge. But Luton have got a goal back at Wolves. Carlton Morris is now Wolves winning 2-1. Also in the Championship, Millwall are 1-0 up against Plymouth, which affects Birmingham's future in the
division. That helps Birmingham, though, doesn't it?
It helps Birmingham. Still drawing with Huddersfield.
That's what they do at Millwall, by the way. If you've never been to Millwall. They're lovely people.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the...
Okay, let's get summoning.
Okay.
Get back into the zone, 40. So after Portsmouth fans spread their relatives' ashes on the pitch at Fratton Park after the promotion, Harry would like to know what Roy Keane's thoughts are on fans damaging pitches with human remains.
What are you doing? Spreading what the ashes on the pitch? Look, it's bad enough. Look, I'm against it. Look, you groundsmen and you groundswomen, you know, you groundspeople these days, and they're trying to look after the surface. They're doing all this thing at Wembley with the, you know, they do the soil and the sand and all that. And you got what is it? One in ten blades are synthetic these days to keep the, you know, the quality of it.
Really, yeah.
It can be. Look, it's bad enough going on the pitch and all that. I'm against all that. It's not for the safety of the players. Running on there. Well, I don't understand it taking an urn and spread the dad's ashes all over the thing.
Yeah, strange.
You know, that's full of stuff that'll erode nitrates.
That'll
erode the plane surface.
Bad for the soil.
For the soil, bad for the environment. A lot of people don't think, I'm into net zero.
Yeah. Well,
I'm into that. I'll tell you that. And I'd have zero human remains scattered on there. You can't have it like a graveyard. Well, I mean, I don't know what your views are on the afterlife. You'd have people haunting the ground now.
Oh, yes, yeah.
You know, people say, you're up against 12 players, thinking you mean in the referee. Yeah. There's a headless horseman at the other end. Playing, and God knows what side, Stuart Atwell would probably summon him against Forrest to be a Luton fan. But, you know, you can't be doing that. You can't. Look, it's bad enough having actual spectators on there. But how do you remove... You know, I'm sure people aren't bringing entire corpses on there. It's
just the smattering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you remember when I was playing for Forest, Cluffy whacked a couple of pitch invaders.
Yes.
What's he going to do with the shadow box and a load of dust? Wouldn't be the same.
Rock and roll football.
Podcast done.
From one pathetic little man to another. What a treat that was.
Yes, it was good, wasn't it? It was fun.
I really love... Tom up in Glasgow with his hairdryer on all night.
Absolutely mad that he actually
dangerous.
Does that.
Yeah. Don't do it.
Really, there must be another way, Tom. Look into alternatives, please.
Hot water bottle.
Yeah, hot water bottle on your head if it must be.
Duvet.
Yeah. But I suppose the hot water bottle will be cold by the morning. The hairdryer just stays hot all night.
That's just not... I don't think it's the way to do it. I really don't think it's the way to live. But who are we to attack other people's...
Yeah.
Cultures,
yeah,
and
lifestyle choices.
Let's not go any further into that line of thinking. Thank you very much for downloading this. Please leave a 5-star written review, hit subscribe, share it far and wide, and we'll see you next week.